You're listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're talking today with Bill Babcock, who's a journalism ethics professor at Southern Illinois University. Bill, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Jennifer.
One of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you, people have heard a lot about what's happening in Hong Kong right now. It seems to parallel just a bit with something that happened about 30 years ago, and that's something that you're much more familiar with. I know, Bill, you were the Asia Desk editor for the Christian Science Monitor when Tiananmen Square happened.
I was, and I was the senior international news editor for the newspaper and Asia editor, and we had at different times anywhere from 1 to 3 reporters in and around Beijing covering Tiananmen, and it was a rough story to coordinate. I was getting faxes sent to me by the kids in the square who were protesting, not rioting, protesting at that time. And it was to try to tell the story as accurately and clearly as possible was a tough one.
Yeah. As you look at the way events are rolling out today, does it look the same to you?
There are similarities. I think the big similarity is that you have a government which is very fearful of losing control. That's the mainland China government. And what's changed, however, is though now you have social media, and there is such a great fear by their leader Xi Jinping that it could have another Arab Spring. And very, very intent on making sure that doesn't happen and to quell any protests as much as possible.
With your experience in covering this and in watching this, is there middle ground to be found, or is this going to end badly?
I'm afraid, gosh, I wish I could say the glass is more than half full on this, Jennifer. I'm hard-pressed to see a way. You have a government which traditionally has not wanted to lose face on this. You also have human rights organizations estimate that there are at least 50 protests, major protests going on the mainland in any given year. And those are said to be protests of 1,000 or more people, but they happen outside of Beijing, outside of major cities, so they don't get covered. There's a great, great concern that these might get out. The news of these will get out, and this great disruption. And on the other hand, there's, I think, the false feeling that, well, wouldn't a democracy be good there? You're not going to have a democracy with the 1.4 billion people. The best you can hope for is to have very enlightened, benign, constructive leaders, and they just don't right now. Xi Jinping has been such a surprise. He grew up in the whole era of Tiananmen. He was a student at Peking University, there Harvard, Yale, and Stanford, and no one expected him to turn out like this. They thought, oh my gosh, we finally have a wonderful, enlightened, smart leader, and it just hasn't turned out that way.
How different is it? I know that you go back to China periodically to lecture. There is an entire generation, as I understand it, that doesn't even realize that Tiananmen happened.
Yeah. The kids I taught over there a few years ago were the students. They would be the children of their parents would have been of the age of the protesters. The parents don't talk to their kids about that. There is great great interest in it, but great ignorance. When I would lecture, particularly outside of the university there, sometimes I have audiences of 200-300 people, the first question I would be asked, because they would know what my background was, the first question I would always be asked was, Professor, could you tell us what happened at Tiananmen? And I would see in the audience a few people sit up very, very straight, and I realized that those were the people who would come and take me away the next morning as necessary if I said the wrong thing. So I would always say, from what I learned of the Western media, this is what happened at Tiananmen, but always had to couch it in those terms. There's complete ignorance on what happened. They just don't talk about it. And I have no doubt, we know already that the news from Hong Kong is being massively micromanaged and excluded. About the only thing they get is occasional broadcasts from CNN, as I understand, on the mainland.
What in your mind can or should be learned from Tiananmen in applying it to today?
A wonderful question. I've asked myself that a number of times, Jennifer. I think that keeping as polite pressure on by the people as possible is about the only hope that they can have of gently encouraging the government that change is required. But can you blame anyone in Hong Kong? You don't want to be extradited to the mainland for a crime there. So my heart goes out to these people, and this is not something micromanaged by anyone outside of those protesters there.
Bill Babcock is a journalism ethics professor at Southern Illinois University and was the Asia Desk editor for the Christian Science Monitor during the Tiananmen Square massacre. You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.